What's up, y'all? So today is February 22nd of 2022. I got my baby Adai in my arms. I'm feeling real okay today. So yes, the biggest thing that's been on my dome. I know I talk about motherhood a lot, but damn, like, this is really some real stuff, seriously. And I feel like the men are always going to have that leisure to do whatever they want to do, whether it be for responsibility or just period. I remember I was talking to my mom, and she was talking about, how she took the wheel as far as, raising me. Her and my dad had me at what? She had me at 16. I think my dad was 19. I don't know. One of those. But, she took the wheel. My dad was in college. Mom, she decided to raise me. Yeah. She could have had aspirations, but she didn't have any aspiration. Her aspiration was raising her children. And that's what she proceeded to do. Financially, it wasn't there, being that she didn't have the education. Her only aspiration was, raising her children. And I remember when my dad got married and things of that sort. And she said how he was giving $50. And he's like, well, how much more? During that time, Track Girl No Lie, mm-hmm. She didn't become Track Girl No Lie from nothing. Like, Track Girl No Lie was in camps, things of that sort. And, the financial part. And I felt like, as a person or as a daughter, he wasn't there financially, which is okay. And I'll never hold that against him. Mm-hmm. But as far as, being there, I understand they weren't together. And I understand that my mom, she's not going to give her only daughter to, her father, just because that's just not what black mothers do in any type of way. But I love my baby girl, but it's just crazy. And I know how, most men are like, well, you don't need to have aspirations. You need to raise your children. Okay, what about what the man needs to do? Have you raised your children, man? And it's like they want to conquer their aspirations and their dreams, but it's like the children count. I mean, even in this aspect, I could have went back to college. I'm in college now. I could have went back physically and ran, but I made the decision to run unattached, train when I can. But I'll be training more. And working as well as, other things. Plus, I have that a man who wants to be a part of his daughter's life and a part of mine. And we love each other. And that's another thing, ladies. As far as, picking your mate. I understand things just happen sometimes. It just take one time. But having a mate and, one that's responsible and, actually loves you, it makes the difference for many stories. But I just look at it as very sad of men who have children and they don't want to have their responsibility, either financially present, any of that. And it's like, they rather live their lives. But the women, nobody finna watch the woman children. Women are looked at as more so they have to be wise, very wise. And I wouldn't really say conservative these days. It's just more so, nah, I'm not watching your children. You made this, you raised it type thing. But at the same token, the man made the child too. And I feel like the man is supposed to raise. Like, it's just too much in today's society. It's just, it's crazy. Because when a man don't raise their sons, then it just opens up another generational type curse. And just women wanting to find attention in the other man. Like, it's just an ongoing negative circle. And I wish men would understand that. Like, it's never going to be easy for a woman when she starts to have children, because she doesn't get to, it's nothing on her back. Her systematic responsibility is that child. Unless you help her do her dreams. Simple. But if you don't have a mindset and it's all about sex, like, that's not what it's about. And this is Gen Z, and women are having aspirations and dreams that they want to conquer. And by any means, I'm one of the women who are going to conquer her dreams. I don't understand none of that double standard bullcrap. I hate the double standard. I hate it with a passion. But, I mean, keep y'all head up. Everything takes a step in the process. And, of course, patience is key. But, wow. You have to get it together. You have to get it together. All right.